Senator Mark Begich is accusing Senate Republicans of holding up the confirmation of the U.S. Marshal for Alaska. But Republicans say that's not true, and he's overreacting. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
President Obama picked former Anchorage Police Chief Robert Hune in November to be the top federal cop in Alaska. Last week, Hune's name successfully passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee and went to the full Senate for confirmation. Even though he was on the Senate's agenda calendar Friday, it did not take up his name, leading Senator Begich to say Republicans are stalling. In a press release, he accuses them of, quote, trying to score political points by attempting to block the president. Begich's press secretary, Julie Haskett, says there's no reason why Hune's confirmation shouldn't move forward.
We know that Chief Hune was on the schedule to go under unanimous consent on Friday. It's now end of the day Tuesday, and his nomination has not moved. So we believe there are some holds on these nominations. We're not sure why or who's doing it.
But the Republican spokesman for the Senate Judiciary Committee, Stephen Miller, says Begich is blowing the situation out of proportion. He says it typically takes at least a week or two for nominees at this level to move from committee to a Senate vote.
This is one of the more mystifying things I've ever seen. The police chief was voted out of committee unanimously last Thursday. He's been on the floor calendar for a grand total of 3 days. There are no efforts to block or obstruct him. Simply put, Senator Begich got his facts wrong.
Alaska's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says her staff is monitoring Hune's situation, but says at this point there's no reason to worry. Her office says it does not see a need for her to try and step in to speed up the process.
We have not had a problem or expressed a concern, so I don't think it's political. I think it's probably just more there's other people in the queue that are requiring more attention.
Murkowski's office says it does not know of anyone with a hold on the nomination. Neither does Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid's office. Senators can place an anonymous hold on a nominee, but a spokeswoman for Reid says they're not seeing any holds on the U.S. Marshal job or even any blanket holds by the Republican Party right now. She says, however, that Democrats are generally concerned about what they call the slow movement of nominees through the confirmation process. Begich's spokeswoman, Julie Haskett, says she's not surprised Republicans are denying there's a holding pattern.
At the end of the year, on December 31st, there were 200 nominations still pending before the Congress. A handful of those have moved forward. Seems like some slow rolling is going on. If the Republicans say that's not true, that's great. We look forward to seeing Rob Hune as the U.S. Marshal for Alaska very quickly.
Haskett cites numbers that show circuit and district court judge nominees moved more quickly through the first year of the Reagan and George H.W. Bush administrations than this past year. But Republican staffers on the Judiciary Committee say the Senate has actually confirmed more judicial nominees during President Obama's first year in office than it did during that of President George W. Bush. Senator Begich recommended Hune to President Obama. Hune retired as Anchorage's police chief last August after 26 years' service and is a veteran of the U.S. Army. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.